You know, these bugs that live around the ponds that have like a long tail and wings. Yeah, they're kind of different colors, like greenish, blue, sort of. It's kind of like a... Like that.
It's not a butterfly, is it?
No. I don't know if I can draw good or not.
it's buzzing. It has a lot of noise going on. What kind of boat now? Living on the pond, she says?
Yeah, living close to the water.
Mosquito hawks?
Yeah.
They'd be in the yard, they don't. Yeah, I see them right around in the yard, flower garden and things. We call them mosquito hawks.
Oh, okay. You ever heard him call the term of a snake feeder or something like that?
I don't know correct term. I don't know the mosquito hawks, but that's all we ever call them, mosquito hawks. We used to catch them. We used to catch them much like we catch the butterflies when they butterfly going light on flowers. But they used to light the mosquito hawks used to light on clotheslines or anything like that. And we would. I used to could catch one of them that one. They had their little eyes were shifty and they'd be shooting their eyes both ways. And what I would do, I'd go right behind him and stick my hand around him like this, and he is up to him and he watching my hand. I'd catch him by his tail and he would try to bite you. Oh, they would try to bite you. It's a funny little feeling.
Oh, really?
They'd start gnawing on your fingers. Yeah, they try to bite you, but they couldn't hurt you. Then we'd catch them by their wings and play with them. We used to treat them pretty mean, take a piece of the wings off and things.
I've seen it. Yeah. Is that the same as a dragonfly, do you know?
I don't think so. I think the dragonfly was something different. Might have been the proper name, but we call it mosquito hawk. The dragonfly to me was something different.
Okay. What about the bugs that light up?
We call them lightning bugs.
Evening. Yeah. Okay. What would you call the nest that a spider would make?
Web, spider webs.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have sycamore trees around?
There's one in the community they tell me it's a sycamore tree, but I don't know. I'm not sure whether it's a sycamore or not, but that's what they call it.
Have you ever heard any other names or?
Azaleas tree? Is it a tree?
I've heard of those. I don't know if there's.
I don't even know if I could tell you.
Well,
see, the thing about it with the tree that they call a sycamore tree, in those days, the tree that Zacchaeus climbed was not a sycamore. They call it a sycamore tree, but the sycamore tree in those days were different than the sycamore tree nowadays. See, the sycamore tree in Zacchaeus' days, he was a short man, and the trees had low limbs to the ground. That's why Zacchaeus could get up the tree. But then again, a sycamore tree that they call now has limbs up in the top. And the tree is straight and just a straight tree with limbs and branches in the top. And you know a short man couldn't climb if that was the same tree. So the Zacchaeus in biblical days, the sycamore was a different tree. They referred to as a sycamore.
Right, yeah.
The limbs were close to the ground. Zacchaeus was a short man. The Bible says he was short.
That's why he had to climb the tree.
He had to climb the tree so he could see over the crowd, you know. So when Jesus got there and told him, come down, make haste and come down. So that's